Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman continues to evade his captors, as Clark Kent, he provokes a startling and sensational course of events.
Who's in the know? Who's in the swim nowadays? Why, the fellow or girl who's got a good start on a collection of comic buttons. That new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. This is something that nobody wants to miss. 18 new and different pictures of real funny paper characters, done up in full color on eye-catching buttons that look terrific, pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. 18 of them in all, including Wilmer and Tilda, B.O. Plenty, and Superman. 18 bright-colored, gleaming Pep comic buttons to collect and swap duplicates with your friends. That's something to look forward to, getting a new comic button, I mean, you know, every time you open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. So get a good start on your collection of this brand new series of Pep comic buttons. First off, see to it that there's plenty of Kellogg's Pep around. That's the only way you can get these exciting prizes. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere, but in every package of Pep you open, there's your brand new comic button. And there's something else, too. A terrifically delicious dish for breakfast. Golden toasted whole wheat flakes, delicious enough for any morning appetite to latch onto. Remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. In an attempt to damage Superman's brain and make him helpless, a dishonest politician named George Latimer and a former Nazi concentration camp doctor fed the Man of Steel liquid kryptonite, a strange element which has the power to rob him of all his strength. After two treatments, Superman lost his memory, but managed to escape from Latimer's hideout before the treatments could be continued. Wearing ragged overalls, not knowing who he was or where he was going, Superman wandered until he found himself in a small village, where he was arrested and locked up as a vagrant. Private detectives employed by Latimer located him there. And as we continue now, Al McGuire, head of the detective agency, and Big George Latimer have arrived at the little village police station and are talking with Constable Toomey. Latimer is posing as Superman's father. Listen.
Please, Constable, where is my son?
Well, I got him locked in a cell, Mr.
Latham, George Latham. Will you take me to him, please? I'm terribly anxious to see him.
Sure, I'll bet you are. Come this way, Mr. Latham.
Thank you. Come along, McGuire.
It's in the bag, Mr. Latimer.
This fellow is a man.
I'm sure he is.
It's a good thing Mr. McGuire called when he did, Mr. Latham, because I was just going to phone the county sheriff and have your son's description wired to all the missing persons bureaus. That would have got it in all the papers. Mr. McGuire says you want to keep this quiet-like.
Yes, I do, Constable. Yeah. You see, my son is very sensitive, and the publicity about his temporary loss of memory would embarrass him afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know how it is.
Sure, I know. Poor fella. Well, here we are. I'll just open the cell door.
Where is he?
Why, Jerusalem. He ain't here.
Now, look here, Constable. If you're trying to put something
over
on me...
No, why, he ain't helped me. I locked him in here myself. Ain't no way he could have got out.
Holy mackerel, look at this.
What?
What is it, McGuire?
These three end bars, look at them.
Well, what?
Suffering catfish. Why, they're twisted like pretzels.
And that's how he got out. He bent the bars and... Hey, no, wait, these bars are iron. They're at least 3 inches thick.
Ain't no living man could twist them bars that away. Listen, it was that fella Superman.
Superman?
Nonsense. This fellow, my son, is very strong, exceedingly strong.
You're not kidding, Mr. Latham. He must be the strongest man in the world.
I can't believe it. Look at them bars. I ain't seen nothing to beat this in all my born days.
Never mind, Constable. We're wasting time. We've got to find my son, McGuire.
Now, just a minute. What's this?
What?
Something written on the floor. Looks like it was scrawled with a nail.
Oh?
Listen to this. Sorry I had to break out, but I didn't do anything wrong, and I have to find out who I am.
A young fellow must have written that.
Yes. Get busy and look for him, McGuire. He can't be far away.
Right, I'm on my way.
You too, Constable. I'll pay you $10,000 if you find him and bring him to me.
$10,000?
That's right. Now get busy. I must find him. I must.
As Big George Latimer urges on the hunt for Superman, a friendly motorist has driven the Man of Steel to the town of Gainesville, 50 miles north. Clad in his ragged overalls, a blank expression in his eyes, Superman wanders the streets, hoping someone will recognize him. Finally, as he saunters beside a high board fence, he sees a police officer approaching. Fearing he will be arrested again, he turns swiftly to the high fence, vaults over it, and finds himself at the edge of a baseball field on which some 20 men in uniform are practicing before a small, empty wooden grandstand. Two men, their backs turned to Superman, stand watching the practice. One, stocky, bow-legged, and gray-haired, wearing a uniform, is talking.
Look at them guys. They think they was at a tea party. I wonder we can't win any ball games. Come on, you guys. Show some pep out there.
The Colts need more than pepper, Shorty. You fellas could use a good pitcher or two.
You reporters know everything, don't you, Harris? Maybe you can tell me where to find a good pitcher.
Wish I could, Shorty. I'm getting tired of beginning every story with the Colts lost again last night.
Oh, rub it in, wise guy.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
This Bush League club is getting me down. Unless we start winning some ball games and get the fans coming to the park again, I'll be out on my ear.
Hope not. Hey, look out, Shorty!
Shouting a warning, the reporter ducks as a ball driven by a batter screams on a line straight at the unseeing Shorty's head. Quick as a flash, Superman leaps forward and catches the ball in his bare hand, an inch in front of the startled little manager's face.
Holy smokes! Thanks, partner. You saved me a busted nose.
You sure did. That was some catch.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. That ball was going a mile a minute. Hey, where'd you come from?
Wish I knew where I came from.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Hey, you! You're the Emerald! Let's have the ball!
Oh, God, excuse me. I've got the ball still. Here you are!
Jeepers, Shorty, did you see that?
Great snakes! Hey. I never saw a ball thrown so hard in my life.
What are you trying to do? Kill me?
Look, son. Where'd you learn to throw a ball like that?
I don't know. Did I do something wrong?
Wrong? Are you kidding? I played a lot of ball in my day. I was even up in the big leagues for a spell, and I saw all the stars. Ruth, Johnson, Imagio, all of them. But I never seen anybody throw a ball as hard as you do.
Hey, that goes for me, too.
Really?
Look, mister, did you ever play professional baseball?
Who, me? I don't know. You see...
Oh, hold everything. I got a hunch. Come on with me, Bud. Oh, wait. What's your name?
Well, everyone seems to call me Bud.
Okay. Come on, Bud.
Where to?
Out of that pitching box. I'm going to let you throw a few of those fireballs to my players. If my hunch is right... No, I don't even dare think about it. Come on. Holy smokes. I tell you, that guy's got a cannon up his sleeve.
I never saw a ball pitch that fast, Shorty. Why, you can't even see it travel. It's just a blur.
Uh-huh. I can't believe my eyes. He's twice as fast as Bobby Fallon. He's got perfect control.
Want me to pitch some more, Mr. Taylor?
One more, Bud, just to make sure I'm not dreaming.
Okay, I'm enjoying this. Here goes.
Wow! Did you see Hafey swing at that? Before he was halfway around, the ball was in the catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
That enough, Mr. Taylor?
I'll say it's enough. That's all the game tonight, boys. Go get your showers. Look, but put me out of my misery quick. How'd you like a job pitching for the Colts?
Why, I don't know.
I'll pay you $100 a week. And unless I'm crazy, I'll sell you to the big leagues before the season is over for $100,000. And I'll split the $100,000 with you. What do you say?
That's a very fair offer, Bud.
Well, is it a deal?
Yes, yes, it's a deal.
Oh, boy, this is terrific. Just terrific.
Shaking the outstretched hand of the delighted Shorty Taylor, Superman, having no idea of his real name or his past, accepts a job as pitcher on the minor league Gainesville Colts. What will this lead to? We'll return in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Don't get left. Don't be the only fellow or girl in your crowd who hasn't got a good start on his collection of comic buttons in that new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Be sure that you're in on the fun, because you wouldn't want to be left out in the cold when your friends are all trading duplicates. Besides, these new pet comic buttons are something that you'll really want to have. Bright, colorful pictures of familiar comic strip characters like Daisy and the Winnie-Winkle twins and Little Joe and Superman himself. Every single one of these 18 different buttons looks just as real as in the funny papers. But don't take my word for it. Open up a package of Kellogg's Pep. Find your new comic button, and you'll see what I mean. That's how easy it is to get these exclusive prizes. You don't have to spend any of your allowance, don't even have to send in a box stop. And you can't buy these Pep comic buttons anywhere, but every package of Pep you open is a prize package for you. Gives you a load of prize eating at breakfast, too. Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. These golden toasted whole wheat flakes are full to the brim with catchy sunshine flavor that sure hits the spot in the morning. For prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now back to the adventures of Superman. Suffering from loss of memory, Superman accidentally became a pitcher for a small-town minor league baseball team. And a week later, in Metropolis, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen rushes excitedly into the office of editor Perry White.
Mr. White! Mr. White, it's him!
What? Oh, it's you, Jim. What's the idea of rushing into my office like a wild man?
It's him, I tell you. It's him, Leaping Lizard.
Stop shouting! Who's who?
This Bush League ball player.
Ball player?
Yeah, Bud Smith. The one who pitched 3 no-hit, no-run games last week and hit all those home runs.
Will you pull yourself together and make sense?
Well,
Now look at you. So excited you can't talk.
But listen...
I'm ashamed of you, Jim.
But Mr.
Clark Kent missing for almost 2 weeks. We might never see him again.
But look,
and you go crazy about some Bush League ball player.
But it's Mr. Kent.
Who's Mr. Kent?
This ball player, Bud Smith. He's Mr. Kent.
Are you out of your mind?
No,
Wait. Take it easy. Sit down.
Bud Smith is Mr. Kent, I tell you. Here, see for yourself. Our local correspondent in Gainesville just sent in this picture. It's from the Gainesville Bugle. Look at it.
What? Why, it does look like Kent.
It is Mr. Kent. Jeepers, Mr. White.
No, it can't be.
Well, it is, I tell you. Oh, he hasn't got his glasses on, but you can
Wait,
see...
Jim. Bud Smith, sensational new pitcher for the Colts, set a world's record last night when he hurled his third consecutive no-hit, no-run game. Beside this amazing feat, Smith hit 3 home runs and 3 times at bat. No, this is ridiculous, Jim. Kent's not a ball player.
It's him, I tell you. I mean, he...
Nonsense. I'll admit there's a startling resemblance between this fellow Bud Smith and Kent.
But... He's Mr. Kent. I know he is. I can't understand it, but the fellow in that picture is Mr. Kent. I'm going right out to
Gainesville.
Now, wait. No, you can stay here if you want, but I'm going out to Gainesville.
Now, wait, I said. I'm going with you.
You are?
Yes. It's ridiculous. It's impossible. The longer I look at this photograph... Jim, where till I get my hat? We're going to Gainesville and see this Bud Smith face to face at once.
Grabbing his hat, Perry White leaves the Daily Planet with Jimmy Olsen en route to Gainesville to see the sensational baseball pitcher, Bud Smith. Will the sight of his closest friends restore Superman's memory? Apart from his loss of memory, there is one great difference between this Clark Kent and the one Perry White and Jimmy Olsen knew. Do you know what that difference is? And will it fool White and Jimmy? And what of Big George Latimer and his relentless detectives? Have they picked up the trail of the Man of Steel? Don't miss Monday's thrill-packed episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Now that the weather's fine and the birds are back, how's about starting your collection of full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles? You'll learn to identify all 24 in the series, like the Oriole and the Scarlet Tanager, and you can trade duplicates with your friends. And look on the side of every Crumbles package for instructions on sending in to get the colorful album so that you can paste in your collection. Tell Mom that you want Crumbles, the only cereal made in crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.